Good evening, everyone. We continue our Halacha Gems learning tonight. Tefillah Kilchosa in our Chaim and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Kriyashma Simin Samech. So last night we learned that if a person recites the Kriyashma without reciting the Brachos, as would be the case, as is common in the winter months, so one is Yoytzedei Chavasa. A person has fulfilled their obligation of reciting the Gimel Parsha, three paragraphs of the Shema Kilchosa, as one is obligated to do. As we also learned, that there seemed to be not just one obligation, saying the Shema, but also the obligation of saying with the Brachos. So much so that the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch tells us that in a situation where one fulfilled their obligation already through an early recitation, you still nonetheless should say the Brachos. Now saying those Brachos are also obligated even in a situation where you wouldn't say the Shema accompanying. That's what the Mechaber says, V'chodz v'koyra Brachos below Kriyashma. He says, even if you didn't say the Shema, you would still say the Brachos. A fascinating piece of halachic literature here. Now here, as the Mechaber ends the statement, V'nir Ali, and this is what would seem to make sense, is what we do. V'nir Ali, it appears to me, Shetav Lachsov Alikrais Kriya Shemaim B'Ema Brachos. Meaning, that once you're saying the Brachos, it seems to me that it would be appropriate for one to juxtapose the recitation of the Brachos together with the recitation of the Gimel Parshas of the Shema, Shalom al Yisrael. That means even though you fulfilled your obligation, that saying of those paragraphs of the Shema is not the fulfillment, the kiyum of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, because you've already fulfilled that. But there's a second reason. Actually, there's two reasons that are mentioned in the poskim. Why is that necessary? After all, he says in the initial statement that you don't have to say the Kriyashma. And then he says, v'nirali, it's good. Now, what's the reason why nirali, it's good? So the Kaman, we'll see later on in the Shulchan Aruch, he explains that kosav hatam, the reason is sheish lachsov alikra kriyashma hu kivan she kriyashma bli birchoseha eino kitikuna, which means to say the Shema without the brachos, that's not the way Chazal instituted the Seder HaTfilos. It's true, circumstantially, a person is going to have to say the paragraphs of the Shema before you get to shul because of sosman kriyashma. That's what a person is going to have to do to fulfill their obligation. Fine. But afal pichein, that once we know that there's a separate obligation to say the brachos, you still have to say. Why? Because we are very sensitive to the way Chazal, Shekinesa Gedol, institute tefillah, and the way that tefillah was instituted in this ordinance was there should be the Shema that's accompanied by the appropriate brachos beforehand. That's one seemingly obvious statement. You said the brachos here in the davening, and therefore you said the brachos with the Shema. But there's another, which is very interesting, and there's a lot of different commentary on this one statement in the Mishnah Berurah. We won't go into it all in detail tonight. I'll just share with you this fascinating statement of the Mishnah Berurah. He explains, with the brachos, you say the Shema, even though you fulfilled your obligation, kedei la'amod b'tfilah mitoich divrei Torah. That's an interesting statement. That means when you're about to stand in Shemoneh Esrei, your amod b'tfilah, it's good to have in your rucksack, if you will, to be standing there mitoich divrei Torah. What does that mean, mitoich divrei Torah? Imagine you have divrei Torah on your lips and in your heart and in your mind. That's an awesome way for a person to step into Shemoneh Esrei. If you're all busy, preoccupied with thoughts or yonder, and you step into Shemoneh Esrei until you get yourself organized, you've already missed the requisite kavana. So he explains, believe that a person's missing. You are able to betfila mitoich divrei Torah, and the Kriyashma Zu, this particular Kriyashma, it's not for your fulfillment of the Kriyashma Bizman. You already did that. It's Nechsheves Kekoire Batoira. It's as if you're just laning from the Torah, right? You get Schar, the Kriyashma, for the recitation, Shalom Bizman, no, not in its right time. But you're getting Schar either A, because that's the way the Tikkun of Chazal, they insert the Shema together with the Brachos Aleph, and Beis, Kedei Lamod B'Tfila Mitoch Divrei Torah. Now, part of where the poskim argue and question this statement is that we know that one should not learn iyun and various components of complexities of halacha prior to standing in Shemoneh Esrei, obviously because of the distraction contained where they're wherein. That said, but we see that there's such an instance where a person is standing toch divrei Torah, that's a good way to enter into the Shemoneh Esrei, and here is a second reason why, if you're saying it, even though you've said it, if you have the brachos, so nonetheless, you say it for this reason, for one of these two possibilities. Okay? We'll stop here.